We're learning Masech the Steinus, the Afidal, and the Mendez. The Gemara brings the Maisa Shochalei B'nei Ninvei L'Rebbe. B'nei Ninvei asked a Shaila to Rebbe. They said, the Shal Ganananda fil bet kufas tamas bin amitre echinevet. Asked that even in the summer months we need rain, so what should we do? Kechidim deminan makram deminan. Are we like individuals, or are we like a rabbin? Kechidim deminan mishamei tefila. Are we like individuals, and then we have to only down for rain in Shemei Tefillah, the same Talamat Levracha, we can only say in Shemei Tefillah. Like Ram Deminim, we're like a Rabbim, or Berchus Hashanim, we could say to Berchus Hashanim, Felchus of Shemei Tefillah. Now this is discussing the same Talamat Levracha. We spoke about this a little bit on Daf Yonam and Alf. We spoke by Richas actually. There's a Machlekes HaPeskim. The Rosh in the Tshuva says it's because Nineveh is a city. It's one city. So Mimela, that's why they yechidim. But if it's an entire country, it's an entire aretz, that needs gesham and tkufas tamas, that would be done like a rabbin. The Rosh brings it from the Pirish Mishnayis, the Rambam. That says, of b'shar aretz is sheil b'zman shemot atay v'hogim b'ayis ha-makam. That the din of Zayin Cheshvin in Eretz Yisrael, and Samach tkufas tevis in, Samach tkufas tishrei in Bavel, is only because that's when they need rain. But other aretz is, you say the same Talmud when the rain is appropriate for that place. So it sounds like every country asks for rain when they need rain. Even if, and he writes clearly, there are lands that even start from Nisan. So it sounds like those lands will do the same Talmud Levracha from Nisan. So the problem is in the Rambam in Yad, he brings down the din of Eretz Yisrael, of Zayin Cheshvin, of Goyla from Samach Lutkufa. And then he says, in Luchas Tefillah, Perek Beis Lachi Yitzayin, Mekayim Hashem Tzvichin Gesham Meis Hacham Gen Iyam Erechaykim, Shailas Gesham Meis Hashem Tzvich Lem B'Shemei HaTefillah. Places that need rain in the summer months, like the faraway islands, they ask for Gesham in the time that they need the rain, but only in Shemei HaTefillah. Why don't you say that they would ask the Berchus Hashanim like the Rambam Perish Mishnayis is a stira? So the Rosh answers, there's a difference between an entire country, where there, the Rambam Perish Mishnayis is saying, they ask for rain whenever they need rain, and the difference in a city, Nineveh, like this Gemara, Nineveh is a chidim, it's only a city, so it's Mekaymais, Shein Tzrichel Gesham, and Iyam Rechaykem, are just cities that need rain, and the Mekar is our Gemara. That's the Rosh Hashit. The Sameli holds that Spain, and France, and Germany, where he lived, which needs rain in the summer months, would say the same Talmud Levracha in Birchas Hashanim in the summer months. But the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam Perish Mishnayis doesn't say they ask for rain in Birchas Hashanim. It just says they ask for rain. So mainly he means in Shemei Tefillah, like he says in Yad, and there's no chiluk between a country and a city. The thing is that Eretz Yisrael is Zayin Cheshvin and Chutzlar is the Samach Tkufas, Samach Tkufa, and every other place is considered Yechidim. That's how we learn Shpshat Negemar, and that's the Psaq of Shulchan Aruch Sim Mekufiyat Zayin Sif Katan Beis. This we spoke about. Now there's a big need in the Rishayim here, Lagabe, if a city or a country or a Kehillah is Geyser a Tainus, or makes a Tainus. Is that called a Tainus Yachad or a Tainus Tzibur? And it's Negei to two Halachas. It's Negei whether the Shliach Tzibur, by a Tainus Yachad, there's no din that the Shliach Tzibur says his own bracha v'neinu b'ngayel l'reifei. By a Tainus Tzibur, he says his own bracha v'neinu b'ngayel l'reifei. Also, it's Negei, if you lain v'ayichal. So the Rosh starts off saying that if they're called Yechidim l'gavei Sein Talamat l'vracha, so l'char koshke, they're called Yechidim l'gavei Tainus, and Memela, they wouldn't have a bracha v'shatz on its own. But he brought, the Rav Yoh said that he heard from his father, Rabbi Niel Levi, and also Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that they were bothered that the minig was, whenever they would make a tainus because of a source of Xerah, or Kadesh Leitavi Leim Tzara, then the Shliach Tzibur would say Aneinu ben Gael Reife, and they would read Vayachal. And he was bothered, why would they be considered Yechidim? So first the Rosh says that the fact that we fast Bahab, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, after Pesach and after Sukkot, in Iyar and in Cheshvin, that's certainly not a problem, because everybody fasts B'Av. I guess that's how it was in those days. Everybody fasts B'Av, since B'chol Tfutzis Yisrael, that would have a din of a Tainus Tzibur, even though Chazal didn't make this Tainus, but that would have a din of a Tainus Tzibur no matter what. But he brings the Ravid that says no. He says some do it and some don't do it, so it's like a Tainus Yachid. And so then you would only say an Einu and Shemei Tefillah, you wouldn't say a separate bracha of the Shatz, Ben Goel, Reifei. and you wouldn't lay vayichal. But the Rosh says that Agamar is only legabit shelis talumot. That's a kviyas nusach in the Shemayna Esrei, which Chazal didn't want it to vary from place to place. Now Shankin legabit, whether it's a tainis yochid or a tainis tzibur, any time a kol is mekabel a tainis, they have a din of a tainis tzibur, even though it's one kol, and they would say, the shlich tzibur would say, neinu ben goyel lereife, and they would lain vayichal. As I state in the Rosh, and everything is brought in the turn, Arachayim Simon Tavkov Samach Vav. Now the Beis Yosef there brings the Maril Chayashim, which is very similar to the Rosh. He also makes a chilik between the Saint Talamantel of Racha, which is a Nusach HaTfilah, which Chazal didn't allow to Mishanim Medei HaTfilah, and a Din Tainis, which even if it's one locale, as long as it's a Tzibur, would have a Din of a Tainis Tzibur. But there's a difference, because the Maril Chay says that in a Seris Mechuvah, in Kessel Aser, he says, They don't lain vayichal. There, everyone's considered individually fasting, lasha v'lish b'liba, they're called yichidim, both l'gabi anenu and l'gabi kriya satayra. And the Beis Yosef explains the chilik is like this, that if there's a tzara, and then a sana for a tzara, even though the tzara is only affecting one tzibur, that's called the tainis tzibur, say l'gabi saying anenu ben gael reife, and say l'gabi laining vayichal. But if it's just a gzeira, there was not a gzeira, it's just they made a tainis in order to be mayor tshuva. Then they have a din of a tainis yachid. But the Beis Yosef says the Rosh doesn't hold the way. The Rosh says in all cases, when a kol makes a tainis, it has a din of a rabbim, a tainis tzibur. And he says, l'gabi that, in our dar, says the Beis Yosef, I saw some an egg like the Rosh and some argue. And he writes, nahara nahara upashte. Whatever the minig is, that's what you should do. So to sum up, and this is what he says in Shulchan Aruch, when you have a tainis which is by all Tfutzis Yisrael, and the example they have is Bahab after Pesach and Sukkot, and the Taz adds Chav Sivan, which was a relatively recent tainis in his time, but Chav Sivan was a time where there was Tzaris, and there was a tainis of Chav Sivan, and he says, everybody fast then. So Mel, that is no machlokes, even though it's not because of a specific Tzara that came. But in that case, where everybody is fasting, there, that has a din of a tainis tzibur. Now, she'en kain, if let's say the tzibur is kaveya fast, then it depends. If it's a fast for a tzara, there's some misfortune which Rachman al-Utslan came onto the tzibur, and they're fasting in order to daven that they should be saved from this misfortune. So then, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even though there are some Rishayim that argue, but the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, you say anenu bein goyel reife, the shat says his own bracha of anenu, and you say vayichal. But let's say it's just a fast that they're doing for tshuva. They don't have a specific tzara that happened that they have to fast for. So that's a machlokes, like we said, a machlokes the Rosh and the Mordechai. And the Shulchan Aruch brings both days. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out, already in his time, Bahab was not universally kept, and neither was Chav Sivan. And the Mela, they don't have this Mela, that according to everyone, you do anenu and vayichal. In other words, at that time, they already also would be tully if one killer would do it in the machlokes, the Mordechai, and the Rosh. There's another chiluk also, because the Rama paskins an interesting thing, that if everybody is fasting, so even Shachris, even if Shachris is Monday and Thursday, you lain vayichal Shachris as well. Now, she'enkein, if it's a fast just for this kehillah, so you do lain in the morning, but on Monday and Thursday, you lay in the regular parish in the morning. But on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, then you would lay in Vayichal in the morning. But that's when a fast, which is not universally kept. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says, by us, the Bahab and the Chav Sivan is not universally kept, and you would lay in the Kriya of the parish on Monday morning. Now, the Taz mentions that there are a lot of places that have a minig on Yom Kippur Katan that they fast, and they lay in Vayichal, but he says there, they make some sort of a pshara. Because again, Yom Kippur Katan would also be the same machloek as the Rosh and the Mordechai. Yom Kippur Katan, Erev Shchedesh, is no tzara. It's a fast just to be tshuva. So the Taz says that they made it sure they do not say Vayichal by Shachris, but they do say Vayichal by Mincha. That's when they say Slichas. That's when they daven a lot. And he says, Ein Limchis Benenayin came, the Eishlo Mashi Yismaychu, which is the Rosh. But he says, the Pfrap is Manam Eilu, and Mitzuyim Vesein Ram Gzeris Al Sinenu Heimitzat Sinem Asher Bekibenu, So the Mishnah Berurah says that if there is a minig to say vayichal on Yom Kippur Katan, then they should keep the minig. But if there's no minig, he says, then they should be chayshish not to say Baichal and the Shlich Tzibur should not say Anenu between Gael v'Reife. So l'sikum, there are Rishayim that hold that any time the fast is not universally kept, it's not considered a Tainus Tzibur, just like this Gemara says, Anchenin v'Yechidim, that would apply to a fast as well. But the minig was not that way. The minig was always to say Vayichal and Anenu Begel Reife, even by fasts that were made specifically by a Kohol. But there we have a Machlekes the Rosh and the Mardechai. The Mardechai limits these to fasts that are made for a Tzara, and the Rosh says this all the time. So if there's a fast that became universally accepted, even though it's a fast that were of recent origin, so then everyone agrees that that's din of a tainus sibur. It's not a tainus yachid. If it's done b'roiv tfutzis Yisrael, that would have a din of a tainus sibur. And that's how Vahab and Chav Sivan used to be. But if it's just a fast that some people do, so if the pshat is chalila agzera, and they make a fast with agzera, a fast where people really keep a masana and mashlim, so then they would say, according to both the Rosh and the Mardechai, according to the minig, they would say Vayechal, and they would say Anenu Begel Reife. But if it's a fast like Yom Kippur Katan or Bahab, if it's not universally kept, like also Aser Shemei Tshuva, it's just that this killer is making a fast for Tshuva, then it's a Machlokes. If the minig is to say Anenu Begel Reife and Vayechal, so you can keep the minig. If the minig is not, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not be noeg that way. Now the Torah says an interesting Nekuda, that even according to the Rosh, you can have a tainus sibur, you need 10 people to be fasting, and it's not enough to be roiv people fasting. And he says, even though linyan dvarim shebekdusha, and we had this in Masechtas Megillah, then you could say chazar sashatz with kedusha ukedayma or kaddish or whatever it is a baruch hu, even if only 6 or 7 people are mechayiv. But that's because when you have a minyan, and the whole problem is ain davar shebekdusha nemer elu ba'asara. So then if you have a rave, that's called this basar, that's good enough. Now Shankin, here we have to make it into a tainus tzibur. Then you need the entire tzibur. So I'm reminded of the Birch Shmuel. Baruch Ber, Masech Lezivam, Mesimach HaFalf, he says, B'Shem Reb Chaim, he said, Reb Chaim told them the following. He said, there's a nidin in the Peskim. Let's say by Kriya Satera, if some of the people already heard Kriya Satera, but rave did not. Well, let's say Chazar Sashatz, some of the people already daven, rave did not. Well, let's say Megillah. You need Asar for Megillah. Some of the people already heard the Megillah and Rav did not. So each one is a Shaila. If Rav helps, the Shaila is it a Chayvitz Tzibur? If it's a Chayvitz Tzibur, so you need 10 people. Rav's not enough for that. Rav can't be Mashla Mashir. When you need a Kazayis, you need a full Kazayis, not a Rav of a Kazayis. When you need a Revius, you need a full Revius, not a Rav Revius. When you need 40 Sa for a Mikvah, or 10 tfachim for a mechitza, you need the whole thing, right? So if you need a tzibur, you need 10 people. Reiv is not good enough. But if it's a chayv, it's yachin, it's just nema b'yud, so then, you have yud, so reiv is good enough. So memela, each one, kriyas atayr, chazar sashatz, kriyas megillah, is independent shayla, if that's a chayv, it's yachin, or a chayv, it's tzibur. So the Torah seems to be saying, mamish this, that by kadesh and baruch hu, he says, the only problem is that I'm darvish, b'kdusha, l'basara, so reiv is good enough. Mashenkin here, where you need a tzibur, otherwise it's not a tainus tzibur, so rave wouldn't be good enough. But, like I mentioned then when I said this over in Masechtas Megillah, I don't understand if it's a chayvus yachid, why do you need rave? If it's a chayvus yachid, and all you need is 10 because ain't no medavashush al basar, so one person should be good enough. So I would have thought, lulei divrei Reb Chaim, that even if it's a chayvus tzibur, you could say rubei kekulei. So what's taka de chilek? Between by tainus tzibur that was saying you need all 10 people to be fasting, and by other things where roiv that are listening to chazar sashatz that didn't daven yet, or roiv that are listening to laning that didn't hear laning yet is good enough. So I want to tain it like this. That's what mashman the Torah, but in svara, here you have a tzibur. You have a tzibur. They're all shayach to the tzibur of kriyas atayra, of chazar sashatz, of kriyas megillah, of kaddish, of baruch, whatever it is. Now some are mechuyiv, some are not. So if roiv of your tzibur is mechuyiv, so that rubik akulai, and that's called, you can have a chayvus tzibur. Chayvus yachid, you wouldn't even need roiv. But for a chayvus tzibur, you need roiv of your tzibur being mechuyiv. Now shenken by tainus, the people who are not fasting are bechol not shaykh to the tzibur. You need a tzibur of fasters. The people who are not fasting are bechol not shaykh to the tzibur. People who already heard shmein esrei shaykh to chazar sashatz are not mechuyiv right now. Rav is mechuyev, so this tzibur all could do chazar sashatz together because Rav is mechuyev. But people who aren't fasting are not shaykh to the fast bechlal. They have no shaykhs to the tainus. So it's a tainus with less than 10 people, and that can't be called a tainus sibur. Rave of 10 people wouldn't be enough. That would take a bidoma to a shir. You can't have rave of 40 sa, you can't have rave of a revius vechuli. Masha'en kain, by kriya satera or chazar sashatsu kadaim, even if it's a chayvis sibur, but you have a tzibur, and rave of the tzibur is mechuyiv, that's a chayvis sibur. Masha'en kain by tainus is not called the have a tzibur and rave of fasting. You need a tzibur of fasting in order to be called a tainus sibur bechlal. Now the Shari Tshuva says, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that this din that you need 10 people fasting is dafka by a fast which they will makabel on themselves. But let's say it's Asara B'Tevis or Shiva Asa B'Tamas or Tzayim Gedalia or Tisha B'Av, and you have a minion of people, but not all of them are fasting because some of them are sick or whatever it is and they're not fasting, then Rav would be good enough. Lefi what I'm saying, it's very good. There, everybody's shayach to this tiny sibur. It's just some people with pile aren't fasting, but they're all shaykh to the tainus tzibur. So as long as Rav of the tzibur is fasting, Ruba Kekulai, so it's called the tzibur is fasting, so the tzibur is going to say Vayachal and Anenu. Now Shaykh by a tainus deo makabel, if you have people that weren't makabel the tainus bechlal, so that bechlal not shaykh to it. It's not a tainus for them. So you need 10 people that it should be a tainus for them, otherwise you bechlal don't have a tainus tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Mashmais, he has a Mashmais, the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Prima Gunim, they hold, even by the other Taniyos, even by Tzayim Gedalio, Asar B'Tevis, or Shiva Asar B'Tamuz, if you don't have 10 people are fasting, it's a problem, Rav is not good enough. So there you could say, like Reb Chaim, that since it's a Chayvah Sibur, you need the whole Sibur. You don't say Ruba Kekula if it's a Chayvah Sibur. But I'm claiming to say, you would say Ruba Kekula if it's a Chayvah Sibur. It's just that by a tainus which they're makabel, it's bechlal not a tainus sibur without a tzibur. That rubik akula can't turn it into a tainus sibur. If it's already a tainus sibur, you just need the tzibur should be fasting and participating in the tainus, the arrive would be good enough. And now let's go right up. The Gemara says, the Mishnah had said that on the seven taneyas achreinais, we're noyel nesachaneyas. We close up the shops. And the Mishnah says, v'sheini matanim chashecha. By Shani, we keep it partially open. We keep the door leaning till right when it's close to dark. And Mechamishi, Kol Yom Ne'kavet Shabbos, and Gemara says that means it's open the entire day. So Rashi says, B'Shani Matam Echshecha Shal Yiru B'nei Adam V'Yitztaru. So people shouldn't see the food and become in pain. So the Gemara says, it's Mashma, that Rashi is explaining, why don't we keep the shop fully open? Why do we keep it Matan? Why do we keep it partially closed? Why do we lean the door in it? The teretz is, because it will keep the shop fully open, so then people will see the food and become in pain because they're hungry. So, Mel, that's why we make sure that the store isn't fully open. So now it sounds like that the din of closing the stores is dafka the food stores, because they'll have a problem, so you're not able to meet staru, but other stores will be completely open. But the Gvur Siri asks, Melchor, it's much... It'd be more mistabit to understand that stam, we don't want any stores open. It's like bitul malacha. We don't want any commerce going on. Just a food store, we can't close it entirely because people have to eat after the fast. But even that, we say, do it with a hecker. Don't have it completely open. Just have the door partially closing it, and also it should only be imcha shecha. Why didn't Rashi write that? Rashi's mashman, the reason why the store is not completely open is because shayu v'yitztaru. Now the MS is, the Beis Yosef writes also like the Gemara Siri that all stores are closed except for food stores. He writes like this, with Ovid Pashinu, Simitavku Fayinei, the Hod of Ishtaini, Man Makshev Shishu Matayin, Adafik Chaniyus Amarchus Machal Umishna, Um Neat Tzerich Etirulem, Avachaniyus Amarchus Sharidvarim, Ein Paiskavay Sim Klau. Which is exactly like the Gemara Siri. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Adafku Fayinei Sif Karnyal, brings the Chiddush of the Gemara Siri, and he says it B'Shem the Gemara Siri. L'chari the Beis Yosef already said it. But the problem is, the Beis Yosef says, "Kein mashma midivrei Rashi." Rashi is mashma this that all stores are closed and food stores are open because we need them to eat. So where did he get this mashmais of Rashi? The Gemara is saying Rashi is mashma the opposite. That the reason why we're matin is so that people shouldn't see it and be mitzdar. It sounds like other stores not a problem to keep it fully open. But I saw the mashos megi in Rashi. The Mashah says that Rashi is saying, B'sheini matin im chashecha l'nei v'lei peiskan. B'sheini im chashecha, You don't open, you don't close it. So what he seems to be saying is like this. Really, all the stores are closed. And just the food stores are slightly open. And that is only open matin and not open legami, that's al tzeker. But Rashi said, shall you be started to explain, why don't we leave the matin the whole day? Why do we only let people shop before cheshechel? Let them shop whenever they want that day. We'll do a matin. And that the answer is, we don't want them to shop the whole day. So you wrote them nail to me, it's daru. But it's not, the reason why it's matin instead of being besuch legamri, that's tamazah, because we don't want stores open. And it's only because we're allowing the store to open, so we have a hecker of matin. Rashi said, shall you bnei adam v'yitzdaru on the reason why it's dafkim chashecha, not the whole day. The reason why it's dafkim chashecha, not the whole day, is shall you bnei adam v'yitzdaru. So Mele Rashi could go with the Gvura Sari, that really all stores are closed. The stores, food stores have to be open because you need to eat after the tainis. But even then, we want a hecker of Mele, we don't open them legamri, we're only matin. But why don't we allow that the whole day? That's shall you bnei adam v'yitzdaru. That's what the Rashi shows Magi in the Rashi. Now the Brisa goes further. Hayulay base psachim, pesach echav v'nel echad. Hayulay itzdab b'kneged piskay pesach kedarkay. If a store has two doors, you open one and lock the other one. If there's a platform in front of the store, so then you can open it regular. And Rashi says the stab is a kisei. The hash the ain't a chenus psuchu l'shesuram. The chenus is not open to l'shesuramim. The main pesuch had a nira kolkach. The pesuch had a nira kolkach. And if it's open, no one will see it so well. So then pesach kedarkay. Rashi says I feel a b'sheni. So if the Tzdam is talking about B'sheni, so then the case of Ha'ilei Shnei Psachim, Pesach Echad V'Nayel Achas, is also talking about B'sheni. As is Medayik Dekvur Sarit. So then he then asks the Kashi, he says, if the reason why we're not Pesach Matan Ishla Yubna Yom Nevitztaru, so if you have two doors and you open one, and why do we Yubna Yom Nevitztaru? Why does it help to be Pesach Echad V'Nayel Echad if the reason why you're not Pesach is Yubna Yom Nevitztaru, if you're Pesach Echad V'Nayel Echad, why do you Yubitztaru? And he blames Shver and Rashi. But I think that's also answered with the Gersa of Smashah. The reason why it's not open is because we close all stores. And even the stores that we need to open, it's only Mikayach HaHekrik. So we want to make a Hekrik, and that's why we're matin. But if you have two doors, so you could do a different Hekrik. You could Pesach Hekrik V'Nayel Echad, and that would be the Hekrik. But the reason Shleim Nehav Nistaru is, why do we do whatever opening we do? Why do we do it the whole day? The answer is, that's Shleim Nehav Nistaru. But Al-Kobad, and that's how Rashi learns. We're dealing with Sheni, where there's a din of matin, and the Brayis is saying two kulas. First of all, if you have two doors, you don't have to be matin. You could be seich echav v'nayel echad. Second kula is, if you have it staba, then you don't have to do anything. You could be seich legamri, because it's not near it to the Rishus HaRabim. In the Rambam, he learns differently, because the Rambam says, im yesh l'chanus staba b'seich dagri b'chamishi v'ein echayishish. That staba works for Thursday. So Monday doesn't help at staba. So Monday, nothing helps. Not at staba, not at pesach echanel echa, nothing helps. Monday, the only eitz is matinim chashecha. Thursday, it's pesach kedarkai. But on Thursday, it's a chumrah. If you have two doors, you can't be pesach both of them kedarkai. If you have one door, you pesach kedarkai. If you have two doors, you can't be pesach both of them kedarkai. You pesach echanel echa on Thursday. If you have it staba, so even though you have two doors, but you still could open both of them kedarkai. Baruch Libe Seisev says this in the Shulchan Aruch, Chizmatik, the Lashon Rambam, according to Rashi, it's a kula, that Chamishi Stam you could open, no matter what, it's open the whole day, no problem. But Sheni, there's a din of Matin, as a hacker, if you have two doors, you don't need Matin, you could be Sechach Manel Echad, and if you have it Stam, you don't even have to do that, you could be Sechach Darkai, but that's all on Monday. On Thursday Stam, you could be Sechach Darkai. According to Ram Fakert, on Monday there is no Eitz of Bechlal, it's only Matin and Mechashecha. On Thursday, you could open the whole day, but if you have two doors, you're going to have to keep one of them closed. But if you have it stabbos, and you have two doors, then you keep both of them open. That's in the Rambam Mitzvah Gemara.